This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We are just one trigger event away from chaos in this country, and I want to give you some new websites that you may not have heard of that we now publish. There are sub-channels for preparedness gear, survival, self-reliance, and so on. And we've just hired a new writer, a full-time writer, to focus just on preparedness, wilderness survival, some sort of light firearms coverage for survival firearms, and so on. It's going to be just a ton of good information coming out on that front. And by the way, we've, over the years here recently, we've quietly become the largest independent publishing network on the internet other than Breitbart. So Breitbart.com, you know, political news, they are the largest independent news network. And we, across all of our sites, over 200 different websites now, we are second, right behind Breitbart. But you don't see it on the official charts because we don't have any one site that is right behind Breitbart. It's the aggregation of all of our different sites. But some of those sites I want to mention to you here include gear.news, just like it sounds, gear.news, survival.news. We've got chaos.news, which is a relatively new site that is going to cover the social chaos and the breakdown of law and order as it really continues to accelerate across America. We've got preparedness.news and also disaster.news to cover natural disasters. And if you're interested in financial collapse coverage, we now also have bubble.news, which is a new site. Doesn't have a lot of articles on it yet. We've got a lot more coverage on risk.news, but we're starting to preference bubble.news instead. And of course, we also have collapse.news, which covers basically a lot of that stuff. You'll have multiple repeats of the articles on collapse.news of financial collapse, societal collapse, lawlessness, and so on and so forth. And the goal of all of these sites, by the way, is to, number one, keep you informed of what's happening so you can be safe. But number two, give you practical skills that you can use to be safe, to survive all of these struggles that we face in our society. And a lot of these are hands-on practical skills. I've filmed some videos myself of how to do repair of objects with baling wire, for example, how to repair a John Deere tractor. I'm going to be doing some more videos, I think, about some basic firearms disassembly in the future, or featuring other people who have good videos on that subject. Firearms lubrication, knife sharpening, basic knife self-defense skills, or things like that. But solar ovens, you know, how to cook food using sunlight, lots of things like that. This is my focus, is giving you as much practical information as I can to prepare you for what's coming. Because as I said at the beginning of this podcast, we're just one trigger event away from things going full civil war, it seems, in this country. We've got the radical, insane, violent left that wants to take away all your guns and wants to overthrow the Trump administration and wants to execute conservatives, and they've tried to now. They've become the violent, radical, anti-government wing of America now, the radical left. I mean, what a change from the 1990s, huh? But we've got that going on. And then we've got, on the flip side, we've got hardcore patriots who are absolutely never, ever, ever going to give up their guns, even if Trump loses the election in 2020, let's say, and a Democrat president comes into office and then with Congress decides to ban all private firearms ownership. That right there would set off a massive nationwide civil war, because there are lots of patriots myself included, who just simply will not give up our Second Amendment rights ever under any circumstances. End of story, period. Come and take it, basically, is the slogan. And that's the end of that negotiation. You want to take firearms from the Patriots in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Texas? Yeah, really? You think that's going to work? It's not going to fly. It's going to set off a lot of bloodshed if that happens. Because, you know, a lot of people in America are just fed up with government tyranny, and they're fed up with the insanity of the delusional left that wants to control everybody and take away everybody's liberties and control your speech and take away your right to say anything that's not politically correct. And people are just fed up, right? America has never been more divided than it is right now. You've got extreme views. Well, I should say extreme disagreement in the views. Now, in my opinion, America has always been a constitutional republic, and it's not at all extreme to have a firearm. That's normal. That's normal America. It's been that way since the day it was founded. What is extreme is trying to take away the rights of citizens to defend themselves, because look at where all the mass murder is taking place today. That's Chicago, a gun-free zone, like a gun control area. All the cities run by Democrats have the worst murders and violence, and they have the least liberty in terms of gun rights for citizens. So that's very instructive, just to note that. And in places like Texas, where I live, more people are armed, like almost everybody's armed, basically. And you don't have that much in terms of home break-ins or mass shootings. You have sometimes attempted mass shootings, and then they're stopped by citizens with guns. So, this is not about guns in particular. I'm just saying that as things get really chaotic in this world, you want to have good information sources. And so some of those websites I just mentioned will be good sources. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that the internet may go down. So if possible, you want to gather websites so you can browse them in offline mode. Now, I don't know which browsers have offline browsing mode anymore, because they have to sort of preload, prefetch all the pages of a website. I know there are software utilities out there that can do that for you. They can fetch an entire site and mirror it on your local disk. So you could, for example, get one of those utilities and type in naturalnews.com, let's say, and just say, download the entire site. And it would download, 300,000 pages to your disk. And that's fine. You have my permission to do that, because you may need those articles, especially all the articles about herbal medicine and natural antibiotics and self-defense and things like that. If it comes down to real chaos, you're going to need access to that information. But most people won't do that in advance, which means they'll be stuck without internet access. They won't have the sites they've come to know and love and depend on for everything from growing food to making herbal extracts and so on. You know, we tend to, in our society today, we tend to not have reference books anymore, and we just use websites to find everything we want. Well, I'm one of those kind of preppers who says you should have a physical book library. You should buy hard copy books and put them on a shelf and have them there as part of your reference library. Now, what I do in addition, just because I always take everything to the next level, in case you haven't noticed, I buy books, I chop off the binding, I scan the books into PDF files, and then I burn the PDF files to 1,000-year write once optical media that can survive EMP attacks. So I've actually got PDF files for all kinds of books, including firearms reference, herbal reference, home, like how to build farm tools and things, all kinds of books burned onto optical discs. Now, I can't sell that to you because I don't own the copyright of those books, obviously. I couldn't sell it to you. I couldn't make this a public thing. In fact, some of these publishers might not like what I'm doing, but I'm just doing it for myself. So they don't know what they don't know. Doesn't matter. I bought the book, I chopped up the book, I scanned the book, I burned it onto a Blu-ray DVD disc that has 1,000-year shelf life. So that's what I do. But, that assumes electricity is going to work too. So that's only a partial backup plan. In any case, I think we're getting very, very close to some real uncertain times and some real chaos. So I urge you to to follow these websites I mentioned, survival.news, gear.news, collapse.news, preparedness.news. You're going to have some overlap of articles among those sites, so just pick your favorite one if you want, and bubble.news for financial news. Follow these sites, get prepared, make sure you've got a backup plan, make sure you can read articles offline in case you lose internet access, which is likely to experience disruptions. Make sure that you are up to speed on all the basic skills that you need, such as firearms, self-defense skills, edge weapons, you know, knife sharpening, planting seeds, seed saving, harvesting seeds, and so on. You know, water filters, just go down the list. Everything you need, basic first aid, basic medicine, things like that. And just be ready, because you're not going to have a warning of when it hits the fan. It's just going to happen. There's going to be a cascade from a trigger event one day that none of us can predict. We can't predict exactly what the event will be, where it will happen, or what the timing will be. But when it happens, all hell breaks loose from that point. So, and from that day, you won't be able to buy a water filter or iodine if it's a nuclear event, or maybe firearms or ammo or things like that. So you got to really plan ahead. That's my advice to you today. Be ready, because we are headed for some very insane, uncertain times. Highly volatile social systems, social chaos, really, is what's going to be unfolding here soon. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay safe and hope you do well. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll stay with you here as long as we can as things get crazy. Thanks for listening again. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.